This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are almost 2 billion people worldwide who are on Facebook, so the odds are pretty good that you are one of them. And on your profile, there's tons of your personal data, stuff like where you live and if you're in a relationship, where you work, and all the different stuff you like. And with all that information, Facebook could know more about you than maybe even you do. Sue Halpern is a writer at the New York Review of Books. Her most recent article is called They Have Right Now Another You. Sue, welcome to the program.
It's good to be here, Kai.
You got into the data that Facebook uses to describe you to, I guess, to its advertisers and to its algorithms. What did you find out about what Facebook thinks of you?
Facebook thinks I really like gummy bears, flight attendants, a wrestler named The Edge, and it also decided that I liked a Japanese duo named Puffy Emmy Yummy.
Well, now, have you been, like, clicking on gummy bear sites? I mean, how does it gather this, what it thinks is you?
That's a really good question, and I wish I knew, but the algorithms that Facebook uses are proprietary and secret, and so I don't think I'll ever know.
Here's the thing, though, and this is sort of the root of this piece. Facebook makes, one could say, wild and misleading assumptions about you, and then uses that to sell you, basically, and make boodles and boodles of money.
That's right. So where we think, oh, they're looking at what we like and who we are and who our friends are, and they're using that to sell us stuff that we want, which in some sense is probably true. But really what they're doing is compiling some kind of profile of you that they're selling to advertisers and making a bundle of money. I think last year it was something like $4 billion. So it's in their best interest to make you look really interesting to their advertisers.
Yeah. There's a detour in this piece, or maybe sort of a secondary through line here about how, for all that we talk about data in this economy and algorithms and how that drives it, how it drives a lot of what happens, algorithms and data are not neutral.
We tend to think of them in the same way that we think of math, 1, 2, 3, 4. They're not Republican, they're not Democrat, but an algorithm is basically just a set of instructions that are given to a computer. Anything that is made by a human automatically has biases built into them. It's just who we are.
Give me the just to put an example on this one. Give me the computer judging the beauty pageant example.
So some guys had this brilliant idea that a computer could decide who are the most beautiful women in the world. And in order to train the computer to make this calculation, they fed it photographs of women they considered to be beautiful. And the women that they considered to be beautiful, to a large extent, turned out to be Caucasian. And so, shockingly, when the computer determined who the most beautiful women in the world were, they were almost to a person white women.
So if data and algorithms are skewed by human input, as they are, and if, as you quote Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is saying here, that privacy is no longer a social norm, where do we go with this in an era where, honestly, to get by in this economy, you kind of have to be online?
I think that one thing that we can do is be really, really vigilant and careful about what information we hand over. That starts with, you know, very simple things. Even on your Facebook profile, you don't have to say that you're in a relationship. You don't have to tell them where you live. All those things may seem really minimal and throwaway. But when they're taken in with lots of other pieces of data, it means that you can be identified very easily and, as a consequence, give up your privacy without ever really thinking that you've done anything.
Sue Halpern is a writer. She's a fellow at Middlebury College up in Vermont, and she is also the author of a piece in the New York Review of Books, most recently called They Have Right Now Another You, about data and privacy and how we get by in this economy. Sue, thanks very much.
Thank you, Kai.